This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was your AIM screen name?
Okay, I had my first one. It was Smiley KCT511. What was yours?
Mine was the title to a Notorious B.I.G. song.
No, stop.
It was Who Shot You 2003. Yeah, I was a street hooligan early.
That is producer Dan talking to his girlfriend Kaylee as they were reading through her diary earlier on the show. And when Kaylee mentioned her screen name, oh my gosh, the text messages started rolling in.
Who Shot You 2003? It pains me to hear that out loud.
So
it's so cringy.
617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to hear your cringy screen name from back in the day. Katie from Scituate, what you got?
So I actually have two. So I had Sour Punch Babe 12. Because Sour Punch draws are amazing, and clearly I was 12. but then I decided that sounded way too immature, and I made Drama Baby 18.
A much more adult Drama Baby 18.
Is the
so
18
much
there?
More adult.
So people think you're 18?
I don't even remember, because I was very clearly, especially with like my, you know, AOL away messages, which were always really cringy, like Avril Lavigne and Fall Out Boy lyrics.
Always song
like,
lyrics.
There was no way to not know that I was clearly 12.
Well, what it would happen is you'd put in an AOL screen name and it'd say, well, that one's not available, but if you add these numbers to the end of it, then you could have that one. Adam is from Arlington. Tell everybody what your cringy screen name was.
So, hey guys, first of all, Adam from Arlington is the What Would Bono Do guy from almost exactly a year ago.
Welcome back.
I love that that's in your
calendar. Thank you. A separate conversation about the amazing ways that thing has led me in the years to pass. However, I'm a child of the 80s, and growing up, I describe as like my childhood was like Stranger Things with only like half as many monsters, maybe two thirds. But another big thing was Conan the Barbarian. And so for some reason, after watching that one time, a friend of mine turned to me and dubbed me a Damien the Overlord, which I guess gave me ultimate power. And so that became, or some version of it, became my screen name, rather than the more obvious one, Pac-Man, because my last name begins with P-A-C. But for some reason, I've been a Damien the Overlord ever since, and that's, I don't remember if I had to have numbers or not. Probably not, because it was so weird and long. that was mine.
I'm here for the Overlord.
Get it, though. Instead of Damien, his name's Adam. So a Damien the Overlord. That I appreciate it. A good alliteration there. B-Side is from Gloucester. Hi, B-Side.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Join me in the cringe club.
So when I was 15 and 16, I used to go to Harvard Square at midnight and go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And they used to have some actors that used to be Barbies. And all of my friends were a particular Barbie, and I was dubbed J-U-O Barbie by my friends. I didn't pick it, but it was a particular hand motion, and that was my screen name.
A particular hand motion?
That adults do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. That's the one.
Sorry, okay. It took me a while.
Okay, got it. Yeah. That got cringy.
I love you, B-side. I love you so much.
Thank you. Megan is from Tewksbury. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, what do you got?
So mine was skating without the G.
Obviously.
Of course.
416.
Okay.
I was a big figure skater in high school, and that was what my parents also approved of, which is kind of weird, for my first screen name. And what makes it even weirder and more tragic is that I'm 31 years old now, and that was tied to my Comcast account. And if I ever need to get into it, that is the email address.
Skating chick 416.
Yeah, but at least it tracks,
yeah.
Right? You were
yeah,
a skating chick. I'm
I
here
know,
for that.
That's not
it
too
says
bad.
Who you are.
I since have gotten a Gmail that's more age appropriate, but that is the one I have to go into if anything gets sent to the Comcast account.
Yeah, now she's skating woman 416.
That's right, Carson.
Yeah,
let
pretty much.
Know.
She's added the G because she's mature.
Rebecca, also from Tewksbury. Good morning, Rebecca.
Some cringy people in Tewksbury.
Good morning.
What was your screen name?
Okay, I just want to preface this by saying I've never called a phone number as fast as I have done now. And... because this story I tell many people. So, like, I'm ready. This is my moment.
Bring it.
Okay, so I'm going to expand what Greg said about, oh, this name has already been used. With AOL, you could put a keyword in there. And I was young. I was 12. My best friends were cats. So I was like, let's do anything cat-related. So it gave me a name. And I was like, yeah, that got a ring to it. And then... I noticed people were giving me weird messages I didn't know. I thought they were robots at the time. But I was like, you're weird, delete. The name was Booty Kitty.
Booty Kitty?
That'll do it. That'll get you into an algorithm you didn't want to be in. Yep.
It generated Booty Kitty. And I was like, yeah, they got a ring to it, sure.
I didn't
connect anything.
The moment you went into a chat room with that name, you were the most popular person. There's Booty Kitty.
You probably could have sold that name later on to an OnlyFans girl for quite some bit of money.
So many perverts messaged you.
That is
the problem was, I realized later that I was like, wait, this name is sus, but I've used it for so many years, I can't just escape the name. Like, how do I, like, everyone knows me as Booty Kitty now, so what do I do? But eventually I had to let it go.
Booty Kitty for life.
Yeah.
Spelled L-Y-F-E.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.